With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. There is no statewide primary election Tuesday, but there is one ballot that will draw interest in the Northwoods. Northland Pines voters will have a choice whether to approve a $4.6 million operating referendum. District Administrator Scott Foster, in an earlier interview with WXPR, explained the funding referendum.
Northland Pines School District has had a history of having to go to operational referendums to maintain programs and opportunities in our district, and the last referendum passed in 2016 is set to expire at the end of this school year. So, as we've had to do in the past, for us to maintain our budget, which impacts programming, we need to go back to the voters for another referendum for we select to go for 3 years.
Foster tells us what they will be asking for.
We estimate with the best models we have that we're just over $5 million shortfall each of the next 3 years. So looking at our ability to try to raise some revenue, but also make some cuts to be fair to our taxpayers, we are going for 3 years for $4.6 million each year for the next 3 years.
If approved, the referendum results in a $24 increase on a home valued at $100,000. There's a link to referendum information at WXPR.org. There's also a scattering of primaries for towns and school boards in the region. Acting Wisconsin Department of Tourism Director, Milwaukee native Sarah Meany brings a strong background in marketing and promotion to her new position, having held similar positions in Ireland and Colorado. Addressing the Vilas County Chamber of Commerce annual dinner last week in St. Germain, Secretary Meany outlined what's needed to improve tourism in Wisconsin. She says Minnesota and Michigan spend more money on gathering data for tourism promotion, and Wisconsin needs to gather a lot of data. She says it matters what our customers think as they plan vacations. Meany says they have to spend limited dollars in a smarter way to compete. But Secretary Meany felt the numbers are in Wisconsin's favor, saying the perception of people is Wisconsin ranked the same or better in quality, adding the number one reason people come to Wisconsin for vacation is for outdoor recreation. Tourism is the third largest economy in Wisconsin and employs just under 200,000 people. But Secretary Meany felt Wisconsin can do more in attracting the millennials, those aged 23 to 35, and that the state is significantly behind in attracting persons of color. Asked about transferring state parks from the DNR to tourism, Meany thought it needed a great deal of study. There has not yet been a date set for her confirmation hearing before the state Senate. Lac-Flambeau Business Development Corporation and Vilas County Economic Development Corp are co-hosting a slate of economic development experts on Thursday at Lake of the Torches Convention Center. Ken Kroll has more.
Experts will share with regional leaders, developers, business owners, and entrepreneurs, and investment advisors the tax and development incentives within Opportunity Zones. The federal 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act established Opportunity Zones. The program is designed to drive long-term capital to rural and low-income urban communities throughout the nation. Lac-Flambeau is an Opportunity Zone, with others designated across the region. Lac-Flambeau Business Development Corporation CEO Daryl Londo says they have a unique opportunity.
Lac-Flambeau applied for an opportunity zone and was designated one through the governor in the state of Wisconsin mid-summer last year. We're still waiting for Treasury to finalize regulations on the opportunity itself. However, it's not too early to begin to build awareness.
Jim Tuckwell of Vilas County Economic Development says investors are welcome to attend.
A new opportunity for investors who have capital gains to invest those with some real good tax incentives in areas that are designated as new focus investment opportunities. And in Vilas County, Lac-Flambeau is in an opportunity zone, as is Eagle River and parts of St. Germain.
Seats are limited for the Opportunity Zone Summit at Lake of the Torches Convention Center February 21st. The event is free. Reservations are required. To reserve a seat, call Cindy, 715-0502. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Wisconsin's governor plans to include decriminalizing marijuana in his state budget proposal. Governor Tony Evers will also propose legalizing marijuana for treatment of medical conditions, post-traumatic stress disorder, and chronic pain. The governor's two-year budget plan will be released February 28th. Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has said he does not think the idea can earn passage in the Wisconsin Senate. State Senator Van Wangard wants to get rid of the special sales tax for Miller Park. Wangard says the people of southeast Wisconsin have paid enough for the stadium. A bill put forth by Wangard would end the tax by December 31st of this year. He says the 0.1% tax was put into place 22 years ago and has raised $500 million for the ballpark. Our forecast today, mostly sunny with a high near 17 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 3 below. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 21. And on Wednesday, expect some snow with a high near 24. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.